This is Wanda Paczynski. I have here with me Zbigniew Bąk, the head of development, member of the board, and Maciej Gamrot, the reporting head, if you should have any questions for them, as well as the IR and PR staff. I'd like to start by saying that the third quarter was another tough consecutive quarter of advertising recession on the background of stagnant economy. In the third quarter, the total ad market declined nearly 6% and daily newspaper advertising market nearly 20%, which brings us to a total decline this year of 12% for the total advertising market and 25% for daily newspapers. Although the decline in the first 2 months of the quarter slowed down, which gave us some hope that the market was about to reach the bottom, the September figures came lower than expected, especially for dailies. Again, the most severe decline was visible in the advertising categories, which reflect the basic health of the economy. The automotive was down 12% for the quarter, over 12% for the 9 months. Construction was down 7% in the third quarter, for the three quarters of this year, almost 29%. Unemployment was down in the third quarter, 14%, for the 9 months, 14.3%. If you look at the employment ads, what we are seeing is a slowdown of decline in September. The decline was almost 12% in July, 16% in August, and then only 6% down in September. We still don't see our October data, so we can't tell whether this is not a one-off effect for the month. Television continues to increase its share in the total advertising market, mostly at the cost of print. Television has become the cheapest medium in Poland as it shifts to selling audience rather than time and as it grants huge discounts. This discount pressure is continuing to mount. Average discount in television reaches approximately 65%. The policy of heavy discounting is driven by public television, which of course has a regulatory advantage since it collects license fees in addition to advertising revenue. On the background of this rather depressing advertising market, a few words about our results. There are several things we are pleased about and several things we are less pleased about. We are pleased because we are delivering on our growth strategy. We entered two new important segments of the advertising market, magazines and outdoor advertising, and we increased the scale of our local radio business, which now in October stands at 27 stations in which we hold shares. The second and very important thing is that we maintained or increased our market share in all of our segments, which means in daily newspapers, radio, and magazines. And the total ad market share that Agora commands today, excluding the outdoor business, is 10.6% of total advertising revenue in Poland. What we are less pleased about is that total revenue was down 3.1%. That includes, of course, new and newly consolidated businesses. If we exclude those, revenue was down around 12%. So that's the bad news. The good news is that in terms of performance, we are still delivering sound margins. EBITDA margin was over 25%. And we're still generating a lot of cash from operations. For the 9 months, we've generated nearly 140 million zloty in operating cash. Today, we are focusing on several important tasks. Of course, we continue in the trenches fight for operating and market results in core segments. That's no news, that's what we always do. Secondly, we are focusing on integrating and improving the new businesses, integrating them into our structures and restructuring them to deliver better results. A few words about both of them. In terms of magazines, we are continuing to review portfolio. We closed a marginal derivative title called Poster Moto Magazine, but in October we bought four additional titles from Moto Media Project publisher. Secondly, we completed integration designed to improve management and cost effectiveness. Magazines are now a new division of the company. A lot of operating functions have been integrated, such as joint photo studio and joint circulation offices, as well as integrating business support functions such as finance, HR, etc. The staff of the magazines is about to move to our headquarter building, and we are very pleased about the fact that we hired several experienced publishers and marketing director for the magazines. As far as the outdoor business is concerned, it is now reflected in the third quarter results by means of equity method. In the fourth quarter, we'll do full consolidation, as well as having taken steps to delist the company. AMS is, of course, an operating challenge. We are restructuring the business. This will take about 6 months. The issues here concern managing cost base, eliminating overlaps and redundancy, transferring sales and management know-how to Agora, and we are working currently on the operating plan, which will be ready by year end, so we should be ready to talk about the operating plan in January. And as you know, we guaranteed financing for the company in the amount of up to 50 million by year end. AMS is also will be a strategic challenge. As you know, we tried to take steps to consolidate the business further and tried to buy a company called Europlakat. This company was sold to another operator in the outdoor advertising. We believe that we offered a very competitive price, but we also believe that other factors affected the decision, which, as you know, happens when companies operate in many geographic markets. Now our challenge will be to maintain the leadership position. The purchase of Europlakat by Ströer means that we lost the traditional billboard leadership. But that's okay, because we are still the leader in terms of revenue and in other more profitable segments. Perhaps the hidden good news here is that the fast consolidation of the outdoor advertising market, which is happening right now, will tend to improve rates, and that means will also tend to improve profitability. Focal points for us today are building corporate and specialist staff to increase effectiveness of the growing company. I've talked already about hiring specialists for magazines. We're beefing up financial and internal audit staff, and we started building internal legal office to improve controls and manage legal costs better. And of course, we'll continue reviewing and refining our growth strategy based on market experience. Our major concerns today have to do with, on one hand, legal, regulatory and business environment, and on the other hand, with economic climate globally and in Poland in the fourth quarter and thereafter. In terms of legal and regulatory and business environment issues, We are concerned about the recent changes in the tax, corporate tax law. If this law goes into effect, it was passed by the parliament, it will hit our fourth quarter net profit by the amount of about 7 million Polish zloty, as we will need to change provisions for a deferred tax. And this change in corporate tax rate shows that there is a certain instability in the business environment, which we are concerned about. We are also concerned about the continuing shenanigans around the media law. This is still in progress. It will probably not be finalized by year end. As you know, it affects our growth strategy for the future. But there's also a more immediate concern that this law may strengthen the competitive position of public TV, which, as I explained earlier, eats into our advertising revenues. In terms of economic climate, for the fourth quarter, based on the fact that third quarter was somewhat weaker than we expected, and as you know, we were not optimists here, we forecast no improvement in the fourth quarter and weak next year. By weak next year, I mean that there will be no growth in advertising markets, or no change. On the other hand, it is possible that we are somewhat underestimating the potential offset of positive effects of EU convergence next year before accession. One example of that is recent strengthening of zloty, which is clearly on convergence stimuli. Going forward, 2002 will be worse than we expected, although the pace of decline in the first 2 months of the quarter slowed down. As I said before, September figures do not augur well for the remainder of the year. If this trend continues, we are forecasting that total revenue for the company will be down year on year about 2 to 4%. And for the core business, that is excluding the new and newly consolidated businesses, will be down 12 to 14%. For the next year, as I said, we estimate no growth of the advertising market. There might be still growth in the share of held by television in the total advertising market. However, we haven't yet factored in the recent somewhat more positive economic forecasts from the Ministry of Trade and the promised increase in television costs promised by public television. So right now, as I said, we are building our operating plan for next year based on stagnation scenario in case of Gazeta. Of course, new or the immature businesses will add to revenue line, but until we see a turnaround of the advertising market, they will, that is in the short run, will tend to dilute earnings. Therefore, we are still focusing very hard on cost management. We have again frozen across the board merit increases for next year. We're looking at further possible adjustments to our product lines, depending on market conditions. And we have, on the positive side, first positive signals concerning lower newsprint costs next year. I'll stop here and take questions now, and all of us will take questions. Thank you.